also go through Yerusha. It says, Ki Eloi b'mavet sikich hakol. I'll take him away with you. And some of the Shah is the mitzvah to have money to be Yerush. The Shlosh says there's no Indian of really having money to be my Yerush. You don't have to, if you have money and you have something left over, okay, then it's a mitzvah to Yerusha. But he says that no Indian person save his money or to, in order that, in order to make sure to be Moirish, if I care, I'm saying it's better to use your money for good things when a person's alive. Someone just told me, your buffer younger life. I guess we gotta cancel the story. Okay, anyhow, but fine, let's say that. Fine, so Mekhi Yerusha, the way it works in Minat Torah, the way Yerusha works, what?
I'm gonna end the story.
Maybe after. The gay way Yerusha works in Minat Torah, so the boys go first. Yeah, every morning boys go first. If you have, if the boy dies and he has children, then the children, the grandchildren, also get, and let's say you have three boys. You split it 50-50, third, get the bar in a second, and maybe in a couple minutes. If one of the boys, Chas Shalom, dies and he has children, so his children take his place and they'll take the third.
So there's girls and a boy, and the boy dies, then they'll get.
Yeah, if you have one boy and six girls, and the boy dies and he has a daughter, still, he gets the Yerusha and goes down to his daughter, and the other six daughters get nothing. But, and all his children go before the daughter. So first comes the boys. After comes the boys, comes the girls. After the girls, then it goes back up to grandfather. That's where it's going to go. And then afterwards it goes to siblings. That's the basic surah of the davar of Yerusha. So that's Midiraisa, that's how one does Yerusha. Now the question really is, nowadays if you do that, should he do that? And how would that fly over? And what is the correct thing to do? Now, this is a Gemara which says you should not be Mamre Nakhla from Yerush to Yerush. Even if one poor boy is a very good boy and the one is not such a good boy, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't take Yerusha with somebody because you never know what's going to happen with the other person. The other person also will do it. And the Gemara brings down the Kufa Medalla that somebody did it, and it's saying, Ruchama Neifim, and you're not really supposed to take Yerusha away from one person to another person.
Yeah, shouldn't.
Well, no, she cut somebody out of your will. So the Gemara says that you're not supposed to be Maver Yerusha from one person to another person. Even though the person is not such a good person, not such a good son, but you never know what's going to come out of him. Maybe you'll have two kids, and even if one is more of a Tamachacham, less of a Tamachacham.
The time of the crow that the girls don't get.
Oh?
Is the time of the crow that the girls don't get?
Now, the more sense is technically not supposed to be Maver Yerusha one person, another person. This is true for a bunch of things in about USA. Let's say one boy is a Chal Shabbos, another one's not. And he sends his kids to public school. So the whole Svar of the Gemara is don't take away from one boy to the other boy because never know if the other boy good things come out of him. So if they're sending to public school, nothing's going to come out of them. And you know, they're not from Chal Shabbos, they go to public school. So in that case, really said it's okay to do it. But in general, just because, you know, if you have like five boys, you should keep things all equal in order to, because you never know what's going to come out of them. And so it's Marv Nacha, it's in Ruacham Neichem. Now, but again, giving to girls, so Be'etzem, it sounds like a Piyash Kafa Zadir, should stay, you know, by the boy's family and just stay with the boys. And the Shevadavar stays in the Shevet, you know, the girl marries out and Baal's Yosh Jishta, and ends up going to other places. Mashing the boys stays Benakar Devuah and it stays in the Shevet, and that's the Suid Adam. The Minog already for a lot of years is ready that they also give daughters also, give girls also. There's something called the Shtar Chatzi Zachar, which is great. They trace it back great 600 years ago, they started Shtar Chatzi Zachar. Shtar Chatzi Zachar? Shtar Chatzi Zachar is that they used to give the girls half of a Zachar. How did it start? The main reason why it started was because they used to give a Nedunya when these came out, right? That was the minute. No one had any money. And it was very poor and they couldn't afford it. So what they started doing is they give, in the Yerusha, they give the daughter like a Chatzi Zachar like this to make them, like instead of giving the Nedunya, no one could afford it. That's the if and how they used to do it. And really, Ramah brings down, sing about the Shtar Chatzi Zachar and the Tzura, how to do it, and that definitely was the minig of Kahi. So now the minig is that people basically give chatzi chatzi. Why? Because otherwise it makes fights, makes sin, a kinna taiva, makes big fights. And therefore, people do Katsu. The Keshe Chaim is on the story that somebody left over Yerusha. Listen to the story. Hear what he wants. So that being Moirish, I'll plead in Tiger. That was his tabah. So, Ketzer died, and he had a lot of money, and he broke up major friends. Bachar, what's called Roy, what's called Mochsik, and the girls are upset, and the son-in-laws, and Maj, and massive machlekas in the family. So, like, the Rabbanan said that if I got one thing, I'll plead the entire, that there's something called Minig Vata Allah. There's a mishpat, like, you go, so you go bust the Minig. The Minig nowadays is that we do Khatsi Khatsi, and therefore, you know, basically that's the correct thing, Bezman Hazem, it's not machlekas, it's not everything, to do it Khatsi Khatsi. You want to know if you have a family of, what are the ashes do you want to know? Like, let's say you have a family of a, let's say a family which know for sure there won't be fights, maybe it's the mamash, I'll be the terror, and they live mamash in their world. What would it be? It's my brother. He, I can't say any names in the story, but my brother does wills for people. I know it's one of his expertise, and he's been doing this last 15, 20 years. So, really, I'll pay a shkafa to terror, what should come out? Who should get it? Should the girls get? That's a nap. The only reason we're doing it is because of my clickers. So, there's one of the Gdili Adel, we'll call him. I can say who he is. He called my brother to do a tzava. So my brother was, told him to stop him. Like, that's not Yeshka, that's not the girls together. The reason I don't do it is Khatsi Khatsi. Could be in your situation, Yesh loved it. Maybe everyone will understand. There won't be any machlekes. Like, let's say a stipple is nifter, right? A stipple left over. Like, I don't think stipple son was, and so they're fighting. You understand? Everything stipple did, Lapita, right? They wouldn't have any tainers, then whatever. And, you know, he was miyased the shayla to this Kriyas Odom Gadol. Kriyas Odom Gadol was like going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, you know, what to do. Yes girls, not girls, yes girls, not girls. We'll stop there. Akapanam. Can't first understand the story, but Akapanam, you know, that's the ice, whatever. Maybe one day. But not for now. Akapanim. But Sifa the Minig Bismanaza is a nice they give Khatsi Khatsi. And now how do you do that? How do you Khatsi Khatsi? You can't like we said before, that if you tell you can make something, you can't say like the daughter should be yours, that's Mashmash of the third. Oh Mashmash the third I bottle. And the right, so that's the Rush, we're supposed to bond the girls, so you're not right to make it tonight, you're not able to do something. So how do you do it? So the basic reason how they do it is they do two things. One thing is they do a matana ma'yoyim alachavisa. That right now, the guy has chasim, he has money, and he has... So what he does is, I'm giving a matana right now, ma'yoyim alachavisa, and the way they do it is that the person doesn't want to give away his all his money now, because he might need it himself. Also, a person might change his mind in terms of what he does. So they do is basically matan like that. They're giving the guf me'ayoyim and the peris lachemis. So let's say you have a house. So you're saying maybe they own the guf, but all the stamps of the house, the father's keeping until after he dies. Or what will be another example? Let's say you're giving own a business. So the guf of the business you're splitting equally between the boys and the girls lachemisa. The stamp system, the prophet, the one who's giving the tzava, he gets the keeper.
Is he still allowed to sell it?
He can sell. Okay, one second. Now, there's another thing they put in tonight which helps and makes major complications. I'm explaining to you why. That if he wants to change it, he has the right to be chayzer. Because if you give make the kinyan and it's too late, so then he gives it away unless he changes his mind. For example, whatever reason why people change their mind. So they write in there that they're giving themselves the ability to go ahead and change their mind. Say if you want to know, can you go and be crazy? Yeah, you can be crazy, because he's writing in the Kufa tonight in the Exim Kinyan that I have a schus to be crazy and that I want to be crazy. Which, where's my complications? Makes complications, you know, all the messy DNA terror and fights and family feuds and, you know, when people never speak to each other again is when people are older, basically, they have no pech. They can't say no. Somebody's taking care of them, and old, and okay, and whatever. So, what sometimes happens is, you have like one person, let's say a daughter or a son, they're taking care of the older person.
And they put pressure on the older person to write a tzava, the dish could have been. And basically, a older person has no kayak to say no. Whatever.
Is
there an Eidim in everything? They bring an Eidim. They sign a shtah, they write it all. They go, Tati, just sign, right? And they bring an Eidim, and they do it. Being that he wrote that he could be chaser, so the taka is chal, and there could be problems. Her brother told me in Maisa that there's this guy who's multi, very, very, very rich. They knew that, and everyone knew that. They knew they had one family member who was for sure going to click this. And whatever, you know, they're consistent. So they wrote a tzava, you know, the guy wrote a tzava. And then the tzava wrote a chaser. But they put on one extra tonight. They wrote it. If he's chaser, he has to do it in front of, I don't want to say the name of the dying, I don't want to give a part of the story, it's certain, one of the big, the end of the bazaar, has to chaser in front of this person. They added that knich in the, there were another stein in the Kitza and Maisa, after this person died, the Yerush took out six different tzavos afterwards. There was chaser. And basically, you know, different shlavim first said. Part of money should go to him, and then part of money should go here. Someone goes to his child will get fun. And kids said, all the money should go to him. So they went to Bezin, like I thought for sure he was going to win, six of us. So they pull out the other Saba, the Yashim, which said basically that all the Khazars afterwards only have to be in front of this guy, and therefore, but to me, and the Maisa Kahal.
Why is everyone doing that?
What?
Why doesn't Bezin come up with some type of knich that would help everybody in this situation?
We help everybody. It's up to the person who's making the tzava decide what he wants to do. So he writes the tzava. This is what I want. He writes like a... It doesn't happen so often. It happens only at difficult... These things don't happen in a vacuum. In other words, anybody can do such a thing, number one, is you know what your parents are, right? So if you're doing such a thing, basically, it's like a total chutzpah. And totally disrespect, you know, somebody to go ahead and take more money and to do something like that is like only shlach lemetzus or something. You know, the person, you know what your parents want, you know whatever. It's usually there's a case history, whether they don't get along with the parents or they don't get along with the brothers, whatever. But in economics, somebody's advising them who's experienced, you know, if they go to my brother and you know that there's a family history, so he might say, like, to make such a tonight. But he said sometimes no tonight, and it's very, very difficult. The person wants chaser. And therefore it's going to be a problem.
What happens if he didn't do it in Bezin and he did it by Kaiser Court?
Oh, second. So let me go look at that in a second. One more oifen how they do it is that they also do a schaivis. What do they do a schaivis? They do a schaivis that the father is being a schaivis, let's say, the boys get a manshach. Let's say the three boys, three girls. He's giving a schaivis to the three girls, $20 million each of his money. But if she gets equal to Yerusha, then he's being mevatel that is chayvus, and he'll go shalva b'shalva. Then he's mevatel chayvus. He mischayv all the money, a lot of money, more than he has, but with a k'nai that if he's takas for equally, then he'll go shalva, then he's mevatel that is chayvus. That's the two way of finding how they do it. Some people do both.
What's the game of both?
What did I say?
What's enough to mean? Why is it to mean?
The last one's probably a little harder to be chaser. Same. I mean, you could write on the vato of the shtar. They just do both of them in the vato of the mil. So each one has like small problems, small holes in them. That's something that you have to do. Now, let's say they didn't do Yerusha at all. He didn't do Elachek will, and somebody dies and just leaves over. So, and he just has. So, if there's no will, so there's no will. You know, they have a problem over there. Pastors go to Yeshua Bidine Taira. If the
bronze meaning without no, there's no.
Not really, question now. If what's more common is before the Gedolim made a whole arach about this is that they have a Geisha well. The problem is Geisha well, but it's not a Kenyan, it's not a thing. Then the question is what happens then? Sometimes a Geisha well, the Pasha's baseline should be that's nothing. Now, what are the different things Besson lays around with? In the Geisha courts, in order to release the money, so they have to sign. They want us to sign it to probate the well, and everyone has to sign that everyone has to sign on the Chalukah Sakasef for them to go ahead and release it. That they're releasing the money. according to the Galatians of the Law, basically the money is being held by whatever, until all the Yerushim sign on to the Damascus, to this Chalukah, and then that's how it works. So everyone has to sign off. So the big shayla of the Mishnah, it's like a billion that you discuss, right, from Friedrich, from Mrs. Simon, and others, can the girl say, I'm not signing unless you give me money? I'm not signing. You want to say, between there you get all the money. I'm not going to sign. What is started? You could say, Midina Shabbos Avedah, they have to. That's who should get the money, guys. Boys get the money.
And the Gzeo, they have to.
So, no, not the Gzeo. No, I'm not signing, I'm not doing anything. I need those. No, I'm not signing, I'm never signing, I'm not signing. I'm not doing Gzeo. No, I'm not taking the money. I'm not getting that. So I have to sign. I'm spending my life in the beach. Don't bother me. I don't want to sign. I'm relaxing. I don't have time for this. Very busy. Taking care of my kids. And I'm making all these lawyers. You want me to sign? Okay, you gotta pay me. Or you say no, you're gonna shove a survey, you have to sign. Because nice that they can get money, and they deserve the money, just somebody's wanting that. But you're gonna shove a survey, they have to sign. This is a big machlekes in the Achrayinim. Like Mitzitzak basically says, you know, basically the Mitzitzak and others say that. Mitzitzak have a kimli. In place of Mishnah, we said there's a cloud that, and you can say Kimley. I have right to say. Because I have right to say, unless you pay me, I'm not signing. How much will that take? So, Hamplash is 10%. And some say they can say whatever they want, unless you pay me off.
Well, then where these numbers come from? Like, what is it?
Look at Psharaz, and the Dunya. We see the Ratzon HaTerra, that there's been a Dunya. We see so many things. So, therefore,
okay, here's the Dunya. Here's the Dunya. I'm just like, how's the content of the court?
Right, okay. So, the Maisa, there is a side they can say, I'm chilling out, don't bother me, I'm not signing. If you want me to sign, then I'll pay you. Ramesh has a very mechudish tikkatshuva. Ramesh and Tshuva wants to say that Ramesh has a mechudish tikkatshuva that maybe a secular world could work. That's also something maybe they discuss. There's another shayla, something called mitzvah kind of Ramesh. Mitzvah kind of Ramesh is, this is a dindarabana, that they made a cloud that if somebody was mitzvah something, so there's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah dabana. You know, Shalmish learns the right ones from Yaakov, because he asked that they did what he said. But actually, didn't want him to do Mitzvah Kayim to be a mace, because it should stay Chemin. To be Shemin Ram is kind of a mace. What's the reason why? He did it, so he took the title. You know, the person should be calm when he dies. So, that Chemin has a shayla that somebody wrote a tzava and then he committed suicide. So, do you say, yeah, to be Shemin is kind of a mace, to be Shemin Ram is the whole organization, it should have died. You see, this guy was to have died anyhow, therefore it should have. Okay, I'm going to take a stay Chemin. So the Shah has been a game, is the Mitzvah Kayim Devi Amis or not? So by Mitzvah Kayim Devi Amis, there are a lot of Rishonim would say, the only thing that Mitzvah Kayim Devi Amis is if somebody else has it. If you give it to somebody else, Apotropos, take care of it. So then you say Mitzvah Kayim Devi Amis, but it's not by Apotropos. So then maybe the Mitzvah Kayim Devi Amis doesn't happen. So the Chiyaz and Tshuva wants to tell you that if something is being held by the courts or something is being held by a bank, are they going to do based on what the Vada Hush is the cock is like there's a Gemir's pass. So he wants to say that could be there would be a Mitzvah Kayim Devi Amis, so there is a Mitzvah Kayim Devi Amis that plays in a situation where it's being held by the banks, held by the courts, so there would be a Mitzvah Kayim Devi Amis, and therefore there would be an Indian to go ahead and do it. So Gitzel HaMais, basically someone should make a kosher well in terms of doing Chatzi Chatzi, and then he has to do it. If he didn't make a kosher well, it's a mess. I'm saying maybe they could force because not signing, maybe I'm watching it wasn't, you know, maybe
what should
be Mitzvah Amis.
What? What should they be doing with no kosher well? Meaning they're supposed to be going to the sun?
Yeah, banis, you know, and that, you know, that's
the problem. When does a guy start making a will then?
What?
When does a guy start making a will?
When he starts thinking that maybe it's a possibility that maybe he's going to die. Yeah. It's like, it has to be like people who used to do it earlier. Like I don't know, my parents, when they were very young, like they were, like they wrote like what happens, like in the secular law, if the parent, both parents, something happens, like who gets the kids? So Will says, who gets the kids, and whatever. But, you know, whatever. Saying, when should they do it? No, it's not like that. No, that's a manan. That's also brought down that a person should do Tzarchi Ravim, which is someone else Tzarchi Ravim, especially a person that borrowed money from people and didn't pay back, or was crazy money from people, and should, you should whatever. There's also an Indian of maybe giving staka. Some say it's true about in terms of giving staka. In order to save yourself from Gehenna, and it should be schutzah. So, Batsim Chavsnaim writes the best time to give out your money
is really to give Mayim Gechayim. You shouldn't wait to Lachim Misa, they have Schusson while you're alive. Just get Schusson. So somebody told me Warren Buffett, he's, I don't know who Warren Buffett is, but rich guy. So the kids are, he, Bashita, didn't give a penny to charity. Why? Because he said charity may be much more if I earn more money and I give it out Lachim Misa. Because I got them. I have $10 million. I give it out now, but I can make more money than $10 million. And by the time I die, I'll have $600 billion. I have to get much money. Do it out. So he never used to give out for a lot of years. Then there's the Tkufa. Okay, whatever. But that's the Das of a Goy. The Chassam says about the person should give out money when he's alive. And the Mordechai which says that somebody gave it Savai, I want my money to go to the best place possible. Where do you think I should go? So Mordechai says give it to his children. If that's in that the money should be mom's shepherd, should go on. He says that's the best place possible. What's up, Shad? When you're alive, give it to Mother Tyra. Don't know your kids, Cheshman, when they both get to be the Nerusha, all of a sudden stock will take me all the money. But I'm going to Israel with an Indian to go ahead and give some money to. How much? There's different amounts, definitely rave of the money should go to the kids, that every chash amount should go to the kids, but it's brought down the Indian of a chash of amount, giving some level and some amount going towards what's going on, towards Now, even if you make it tzava and you give the kids equally, you're supposed to still leave money over to become the Yerusha Minotera. The tzava is making a mechayim or a sefer ben lechem isa. We should leave a certain amount of money over to an ifami. The person has a lot of money. We leave a couple $1,000 to do a regular Yerusha Min HaTorah. What's the Yerusha Min HaTorah? He said the bundle. To go dafka to the boys, not to the girls. Bechara will get pishtayim. You're not supposed to be quicker Yerusha Lagami and make it all mechayim.
Had he done that? He doesn't have so much money. What would he do
then? Let's say he has $10,000. So let's say give out 3-3-3, I don't know, whatever. There's two boys and a girl. So go 3-3-3 and leave over $1,000 to go to two boys. And the Bukhar is supposed to also leave only for the Bukhar. The Bukhar should get Pishtayim. And he should leave over some amount of money to become the Mitzvah Deraisa. And that the Bukhar should get Pishtayim. And again, Bukhar getting Pishtayim. I think Rav Shach Agav did 50-50. Remember correctly. I remember learning Yishnechem and when Rav Shach is Nifter. I remember they said it was Tzava, I was surprised. It's like 50-50, and it's not. But the thing is, you leave over some amount of money that in order to get the Yerush. Now, when it comes to Yerush, the Bukhar gets Pishtayim. Why does it get Pishtayim? When it gets Pishtayim, it doesn't get Roy. It must be things which you own. Things which are Roy, things which are like lend out or you don't have anymore, is considered Roy. And most things are really Roy. Right? Most of the cases, you have money in your house. Money in the bank, Pashtus, that's Roy. It's lent out to the bank. The bank's going to pay you back. That's considered right, and I get for sure. Stocks, a little bit of a machlokes. Is stocks called like I own something, the first I have it, or it's just like I have a Swiss in the company? And
so anything goes to the wife?
What?
Is anything part of the will go to the wife? So let's say the husband or wife goes
to the wife. Oh, so this is the wife also. That's a midnight turn the wife. Don't get. You want to leave over for the wife. So you have to write something. If you don't write anything, taco technically is going to be a brown. Now, Midarbanan or whatever, in the Ksuba you write that if the husband dies first, the wife has the right to stay in the house. The wife has the right to stay in the house as long as he wants until she collects the Ksuba. And your mom told me a story that his father remarried and then he got sick and died like mamas right away, and the wife wanted to stay in the house. It was like a whole big fight. So that's because we had to stay in the house. The nature of the house is mortgaged. So the kid just said, you may not want to stay in the house, but we're not paying for the mortgage. That was the nature of it. That's when the wife has the right to stay in the house, or get her ksuba, she has the right to stay in the house. Therefore, what people do is, if they want to give the money over to their wife, so they write a matana and they chayim to the wife, and mayor malach, same to everything, mayor malach misa, they give the money over to the wife, or shach, and misasai. You can also do shas and then just maybe find misasay. And then, but you should write. You should not be like Yerusha Legami. And you should leave over some money to be able to go to the Gwadi Mimbarish. You shouldn't be like Yerusha Legami.
Mom should have another one for his kids also, another Tzavah for his wife.
No, it's not his money anymore. It's his wife's money. Then he gets all to his wife. And his wife has to have a will. And
I don't know where he's going first.
What?
As you know, they both have to write to us for the kids and as well.
You get right. If I die first, so then I'll leave my over to my wife and it's not for the kids. If
he also wants to make sure his kids get it after his wife,
so well, that's up to so she can write it. She'll have to write one, you know. It's up to her. It's not his control.
So he has to write that now because he doesn't know.
If I die first, I go like this. If she dies first, whatever, and it's up to her. Once it's her money, he can't say I'm giving it to you over time, whatever. You know, then it gets complicated with second marriage. It gets very complicated. You know, sometimes second marriage is very complicated because the luck is like this: if somebody has a Yerusha, if somebody has, you can't be misalik from Yerusha once you're Yerush. Yerush can be misalik. Bechor can say I don't want to take them Pishtayim. Why would he do that? Because Bechor not only does he have the privileges, he also has all the chivus. Father dies a lot of chavis, the Christ can percent of the chavis. So Kubis not could die sometimes like the Pishtaim, he gets out of it. But a Yerush. What?
Totally
yeah? If he gets Pishtaim, he says the Chavis Pishtaim, you can be Messiah involved. Now, you can be Messiah from a Yerush. Once you're a Yerush, you can be Messiah. So what's getting complicated is that he follows Yerush Yishtoi, and Yishtoi is not Yerush Sabbath. So once you're married, all the money goes to the husband, you can be Messiah. So what gets complicated is on second marriages, if the wife has money, she has a lot of money, and she doesn't want the money to go to the husband, she wants to go to the kids, the husband is Yerush. So what they do is that before you're a Yerush, the Mark Suba says that person can be make it tonight before Yerush, not be Masalik from the Yerush. But it can't be Yemel Shaykhis. It has to be between the Kedusha and the Nisuin, that's the point you're able to you have to masalik. So under the chuppah, after the Hermagadash is late, after the condition before Nisuin, the masalik, that's so.
Do they?
That's what they do. Yeah,
under the second marriage, they do it.
That's what they do. Otherwise, you got another wife, all the wife's money goes to the husband. So the husband's masalik, he'd say, didn't divam ailim el chsayach, then under the chuppah, after the condition between the condition of Nisuin, then they go ahead and. What?
And he has to do it after the same.
No, if she wants to give her money to her new husband, she could. Then the kids aren't going to get the money.
You saying normally do it?
Who wanted to be married somebody for 50 years? He left her a lot of money. And now she'll go to some stranger's kids, like whatever. I mean, like, that doesn't make any sense.
He has
10
kids,
she
has 3 kids.
And he's going to do whatever. Nothing, how many kids do you have? Why should the cloud? It's like a marriage. It was the husband's money, it was meant to go for the kids, and yeah, that's what they can have.